Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming around the world at MyTalk 107.1.com.
Woohoo!
I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day except for that month that we just went through, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Ain't that the truth? Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
And good morning, Holly Roberts.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you. And it feels great to say that on this Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. Holy crap. It was 2022 the last time I was here.
Yep.
Welcome to Ben Franklin Day. Welcome to Cable Car Day. Welcome to Customer Service Day. Wow, I have a lot to say about that. Welcome to Ditch New Year's Resolutions Day. Welcome to Hot Buttered Rum Day. Welcome to Judgment Day. Holy crap. Welcome to Kid Inventors Day. Welcome to Bootleggers Day. Welcome to National Classy Day. Welcome to Hotheads Chili Day. Welcome to Printing Ink Day. And welcome to Rid the World of Fad Diet and Gimmicks Day. And of course,
ooh, that's a good one.
Welcome to the show. Cheers, everybody.
Dang,
cheers.
Lots to celebrate. Cheers.
Yes.
Lots to celebrate. Ooh, I know Holly's favorite day is the Printing Ink Day, right, Holly? You love the printing ink.
Yeah, I love my Hewlett Packard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, smells so good.
Doesn't it smell so good, Lex?
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Hi. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
Dang.
Good to see you too.
Yeah. So, what's new?
We're just, my talkers, if you don't mind, Holly, Lex, and I are just going to stare at each other for a few minutes. We haven't seen each other in a little while. Yeah.
That's nice.
It's going to make great radio. Let's just stare at
just
each other.
Stare. Ooh.
Oh, hey, before we get too far in, I just want to say thanks to the 57 people that filled in. It was who filled in? It was Perk,
Eric,
right?
Perkins most of the time, and Brittany.
And Brittany, that's
yes.
Right. So thanks to Britt, and thanks to Mr. Eric Perkins. Hi, Perk, love you. And then over on the TV side, thanks to Pierre and Kendall for mining the fort. But yeah,
Pierre.
Oh, it's, he's a sports guy. He's so good.
I don't know Pierre.
Lex, you would love him. He's such a good, I told my boss over there, Mim, he's one of her best hires and he's such a good guy. He's, you know, and I'm not a sports dude, but he's so good and he's smooth and he's just a good broadcaster, but first and foremost, a nice guy. So,
yeah.
And he and Kendall do a really great job. So, God, it's good to be back. I just got to tell you, it's really, 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 really good to be back.
Did you get back yesterday or did you just pull a red eye and you're just rolling in or?
No, I, you know, Lex,
like
I didn't
we used
do,
to do.
Like we used to do. Yeah. No, the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be with that crap. We got back in, it was one of those weird things. And anybody that's flown either to Europe or you've maybe Iceland or you've had a 7, 8, 9 hour flight, you'll understand what I mean.
Mm.
It was the weirdest. It's the weirdest kind of time travel almost because we left. We never left Oahu. And I'll go through per usual. You know, we love these days on our show. When one of us comes back from an adventure, it's we're chocked full of stories and laughs, and boy, do I have 2.5 weeks full of them. But I went. I'll quickly go through the itinerary, and then I'll start at the end here. We were in Walt Disney World for the first half of the trip, and then the second half we were in Oahu. We were in Hawaii. We didn't island hop. We were all in Oahu. We were in Waikiki, and then we went to the North Shore, and then we ended the trip at the Disney property Aulani, which is kind of in the middle of the two on another side of the island. That's one of the great things about Oahu. You can kind of get a little bit of everything on that island. Anyhoodly, yeah. So we were at Sunday at 4 is when we left Aulani, when we got in the car to go to the airport.
Yeah.
So that's Sunday at 4, okay? So we did kind of have a Sunday. You know, we had a Sunday morning and we had a Sunday afternoon. And then we get to the airport and we board the flight, and it was a direct flight from Honolulu to Minneapolis. And we landed at 5:30 a.m. yesterday morning. So all day yesterday, I don't quite know what it felt like. I don't know if it felt like a continuation of Sunday or if it felt like a weird condensed Monday, because we got back home and Colin and I didn't want to fall back asleep. But of course we did.
Of course.
Yes. And we didn't wake up until like 10:30 a.m. and we got mad at each other. We both were mad at ourselves. We're like, no, we didn't want to do this.
Because it's, what is it, 4 hours behind us?
It's 4 hours behind us. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's 4 hours.
Yeah, there's always a little jet lag you got to deal with. I'm glad you had a day, though.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it felt like Sunday or a shortened Monday.
Absolutely. Ooh. I've learned that lesson over the years because we love Hawaii. It was where we had our honeymoon, and it means a lot to us. And
It's paradise.
There's that.
That's
too.
That's a good reason. Yeah.
Yeah. There's it's paradise. And it's paradise. And but yeah, so yesterday just kind of felt like a blur. We didn't really accomplish a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, that day when you come home from a trip, you're just blah, blah, blah. Right. So we didn't do much.
Have you unpacked?
Oh yeah.
Girl, please.
I was gonna say, what kind of unpacker are you, Jason?
Lex knows this and she smiles. Thank you. Holly, look at the calendar if you would, Holly.
Uh-huh.
This is the 17th.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and ask me Valentine's Day if I've unpacked.
I'm going to put that in the tickler file.
Okay, put that in the file. Ask me on Valentine's Day if I have unpacked fully. Now that's, Holly, make sure you ask if I've fully unpacked.
Now, does that mean doing laundry too?
Yes, okay. It means completely cleaning out that suitcase.
Well, because you don't need anything in there. What do you got?
Girl.
Shorts and thongs in there?
Thank you. I got thong. Yesterday, we had to go pick up the animals. I had the most clothes on that I had worn in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And for me, look, I have body image issues, but when I'm there, I couldn't care less. I'm literally wearing.
Nice.
I'm shirtless the entire time, or I'm wearing a tank top, which I never wear here. So yesterday when I had to put on like a sweater, I was like, what is this foreign object on my body?
I'm so constricted.
But yeah, it was yesterday was just kind of bizarre, but it was, I got to tell you. So one of the stories that I have, and I'll repeat this maybe in the second or third hour, but I'm just going to start with this. I'm going to, the 6 o'clock friends, I got a Wallapalooza right away. If you follow me on social, you saw a couple sentence preview of this. But we got to the airport in Honolulu Sunday. And we went to the Delta Club because we fly Delta a lot. And so we have enough points and whatever to get into that club. And you guys have seen the headlines. They've changed.
Yep.
They've changed the restrictions to get in there. Because, you know, during the pandemic, all the airlines were like, please fly. We'll give you anything.
Oh, yeah. My favorite is to fly with my folks because they're in the club and we could just go in with them. I don't even know if that's even possible anymore.
Oh, God. I've mm-hmm. missed you. You set me up perfectly. Well, because that sets up perfectly what transpired in Honolulu. So when we come back, here's the situation. Colin and I arrive in the Delta Club. We sit down. And you know me, Lex. Once I get fixated on something, uh-oh. I can't stop staring at it.
Yeah.
And Colin alerted me to an episode happening to my right with a woman, a very angry woman. I will tell you that story when we come back in a moment. What's up, everybody? It's Jason live for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. One of the things I couldn't wait to get back to was all my regular places, like my Red Cow, my Red Rabbit. I'm going to be running to Red this week. I've been craving the chips and dip. You know I love it. Those chips and dip were rated. They've won so many awards over the years. They're made there. Those chips are hot. Can you imagine that? Like hot, fresh potato chips. You know I love those. And I love a good happy hour. The Double H starts today, Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5. Great deals on great nibblies, great cocktails, beer. You know Red Cow and Red Rabbit are known for their wine program. So if you're looking for a great place this week to take some coworkers, maybe some friends to catch up, go to Red Cow and Red Rabbit again, 2 to 5 for their happy hour. It's one of the best around, and this week you'll probably see me there. So grab the friends, and this week, run to Red.
Well, have you tried?
I'm writing a song.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything Liz Lemon.
I want to go to there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we do.
Working
we
on do. My night cheese.
I'm going to start with one of my favorite stories of the trip first. For you 6 o'clock, for you hour one friends. Oh, God. And this happened at the end. And I looked at Colin. You know, Colin always reminds me to keep track of stories throughout the vacation.
Yeah.
Did you put that in the iPhone? Did you put that in your notes? yes, I did. Anyway, so we're sitting at the Delta Club in Honolulu. And again, just to reset the table a little bit, y'all have seen the headlines. And Delta's not the only one. I don't want to pick on Delta. But all of the airlines have made national news because they're getting more restrictive of the clubs because they are getting overcrowded. They just are. But during the pandemic, because they were trying to entice all of us to fly again,
they
were naming planes after people. Like if Holly wanted to, you know, if Holly wanted to fly in 2021, they'd be like, Holly Roberts, we're going to name a plane after you if you buy a ticket.
So, you know. Make it an Airbus, okay?
Exactly. <Thank
you. laughs> Well, it's so true. They want you to come and drink. There's booze in there.
Yes!
There's lots of soup.
Cheese and crackers.
Charcuterie. Hummus. There you
Pitas,
go.
Yes.
Yeah. Hot foods. Hotties. Showers.
Hot businessmen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're sitting there, and we have about an hour. We timed it pretty well. And we're sitting there, and Colin goes, to your right, to your right, to your right. And I'm like, what's happening? He goes, listen to her. Listen to her. There is a woman standing about 70 feet from us, and she's by the buffet with the, you know, the serving containers. The metal serving container serving containers. And she's standing there and she's not talking to anyone, but she's loudly, outwardly bitching, like to herself.
No.
And she's very performative and she's passive aggressively as she's opening up the serving containers, she's slamming them down. And because they're metal, she's really calling attention to herself.
Oh, so symbols.
Yeah. So Colin had heard the beginning of this. And so what happened was She came with her husband and her baby.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The baby was small enough to be in a stroller, and they would not let the husband and the baby come in. Now, Colin did not hear the exact reason why, but you can kind of figure out why. It's one of a few reasons. You know, she was the only one that had a ticket that would make her eligible. You know what I mean? She had the credit card. They offered to let them come in, but and as you do, you have to pay for a guest.
Yeah.
That's not new. It's not exclusive to Slammy McSandy. You know, it's and she, now this part I did hear, but I didn't connect the dots. She was, I'm not paying $39 or whatever it is. And I couldn't figure out what that was from, but then I connected the dots a few minutes later. She's like, I'm not paying for my husband and my baby. And the woman, the Delta agent, God bless her, she was very calm and very nice. She was, well, I do apologize, but then, you know, you unfortunately are the only one that will be able to come in.
Yeah.
So she left her baby and her husband out on the bench, like outside of the club. So she is now inside the club. Oh, God, I didn't want to board our plane because I just wanted to keep watching her. She proceeded to grab 4 soup cups, like, they're pretty good size. It's not, you know, a bowl of soup. It's not a cup. It's the bowl of soup. And if you've been, you know, if you've been to a Lund's or a Cub, you know, and you've gotten the take and go soup, you know, yeah, how big a bowl cup is. Pretty big.
Oh,
girl,
no.
She lined up 4 of those soup bowls in on the counter, and she is stuffing them with every food item she can find. And she's talking to herself. She is, well, if they're not going to let them in, I'm just going to take food out to them. And she's, stuffing these things like it's Golden Corral, girl. She is stuffing them. She's stuffing them.
Can't you get in trouble for that at Golden Corral?
So,
this is like a take-home buffet?
So I see two, and who the if anybody from Delta is listening, your club employees on Sunday afternoon deserve a Nobel Peace Prize because they kept calm, but they did alert each other. It was funny. I was watching them because, you know me, I could not take my eyes off this train wreck. They were alerting each other of who she was to keep an eye on her. So one complete cup, she had stuff with like 1,000 carrots, celery. She put basically the entire Dole pineapple plant, pineapple farm in one cup.
Oh, my God.
And then she's stuffing the other one with hot foods. So then she sits down at the table and she has them lined up. Now, this is when I got a clear view of her. Colin had watched a lot more. And I'm like, oh, God, I wanted to see the very beginning of this. So she's sitting there and she's aggressively like chomping on all of the produce that she's now taken and like huffing and just being very performative. And the
Wait, Delta, so she's eating what she packed up for her husband.
Yeah, she's
and child.
Eating a little bit, but she wanted to make a spectacle. She wanted the Delta agents to know how unhappy she was. So she was like huffing. She was like, you know, aggressively, you know, she would cross her legs in one direction and then cross them in another and then stuff more carrots in her mouth. And I'm watching all this go down like you are an infant. Like, just, you know, settle
you should
down.
Jump in the stroller. Yeah. Oh, that's embarrassing.
And then I thought, so then we leave. I'm like, Colin, I don't want to go to the gate until we absolutely have to, because she keeps going back up and refilling and openly bitching and talking to whomever will listen to her. Whatever poor victim is next to her.
I just wanted a boiled egg.
Yeah. And nobody cares. I'm like, listen, Linda, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to. Everybody's tired. Everybody wants to just go home in that lounge or go
We're
to
in
their...
here to zone out and to drink booze. Leave
Thank
me alone.
You. Yeah. And my thing was, so Colin and I do exit. obviously, to go to our plane. And we get out, and there sits her poor husband and her baby. And I thought, okay.
Is he embarrassed? Does he look like, oh,
he
droopy?
Looks, he, you know, because I started to say something with my booming voice, and Colin goes, Jason, that's them right there. Don't say anything. Just wait to talk about her until we get to our gate, because that's the husband right there. And I thought to myself, if I was that woman, I wouldn't have left Colin and my baby out on the freaking bench.
I have to give her some kudos for just packing up some stuff for your family. It's just when she turned into, you know, you want to do that kind of discreetly, right? If you're like, okay, well, it's just me.
Great,
I am
going
to bring some food out to my family. Let me just pack this, you know, soup bowl up and bring it out to them. That's one thing. But when you are making a scene like that, that's where it just turns.
I'm going to show you with my biscotti.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, there's a limit. Like, I'm with you, Lex. I don't mind if she would have had, like, a soup cup and gotten some pineapple for her kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or even a bowl of soup for her husband. Like, it's not going to bankrupt Delta. Now, look, that's not the way you're supposed to do
either,
it.
But
still, I get that. But to be so performative and obnoxious and kind of drawing attention to herself, I was just like, lady.
I'm surprised she wasn't kicked out.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm saying that Delta crew, the patience of a saint, man.
Wow.
Seriously. It was.
She'll tire herself out.
Yeah, she will.
Oh, your toddler. You
I was
need
just
it.
Like, oh, please don't be on my flight. Oh, please. I kept watching everyone coming through. I'm like, please don't be going to Minneapolis, please. Anyway, more stories, more fun. Alexis has an AbFab when we return. Stay with us.
Help with your mortgage. That's how First Equity can help you. Local lender, fantastic competitive rates. And what's so great about working with a local lender is that they are part of the community. David and the team, they've been doing this for many, many years in our cities. And, of course, they want to make sure that you're set up for success with your home financing options. So if you are a homeowner looking to refinance, maybe you want to pay some debt, you dip into some equity, or if you're a future homeowner and you just want to get your ducks in a row, you want to be ready to go, you want to know what's going to happen when. And, of course, they'll answer the most important question for everyone. Is it the right time for you and your family? And that's what's so wonderful about working with David and the team at First Equity. They will take the time that you need and deserve. It's one of the biggest financial decisions that you'll make, and you want to work with the best team, and that's First Equity. So give them a call, 763-251-8000, or use my talk keyword David.
If you're looking for delicious,
welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on my talk and streaming on our app. And you can download us later on that exact app. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing. Chase with Lex and Holly. Thanks for being here, everyone. Hope you're having a really good morning. More stories from my time away.
What a beautiful live soap opera.
you could write a whole
thing about the Delta Club
The Delta Club woman.
And see, and I could just imagine you sitting there with, like, ear.
Oh.
Yeah, you're just like, ooh.
Lex, I did not want to board that
Colin,
damn plane.
Don't talk to me.
I just wanted to sit there.
I am listening to this woman over here.
Oh. And there were more than a couple of those moments, because, again, Lex, no, I'm so, once
you tune
I get,
in.
Oh, once I get honed in on something, I get honed in on something. For it, and this is just a teaser for a story later. One of the places we went was kind of a dream of Colin. It's not a dream. That's being overly dramatic. It was a place that Colin wanted to visit.
Yeah.
And we've been to Oahu, like I said, many times. It means a lot to us. It was where we spent our honeymoon. Colin always wanted to go to the Turtle Bay Resort, which, for pop culture fans, for my talkers, Turtle Bay is the location of Forgetting Sarah Marshall with Jason Segel, Kristen Bell. That's that resort. And Colin wanted to go there. So I'm like, absolutely, we have time. Let's do it this trip. So we went there kind of in the middle of our, and I had kind of a run-in, not a run-in, but there were a lot of stars there while we were there. Matthew McConaughey was there with his family. Jason Segel was actually there photobombing people's pictures. There
really?
Was a, yeah. Chase Crawford was there from Gossip Girl and The Boys on Amazon.
Were they all just vacationing, or are they doing some kind of project there?
There was a golf tournament, I guess.
Oh, okay.
There, Colin will text me in a matter of seconds. It doesn't really matter, but there was a golf tournament. There's also a surfing competition that was supposed to happen. Mm. But there was also a beauty queen that we observed who was kind of obnoxious. So I was listening in on her. Yeah, I was like, oh, God, this is...
I heard there's a lot of sea turtles around there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't really looking at the sea turtles.
My mom was telling me, you know, my cousin lives there, and she was... Because they will always visit there as well. They go pretty much every year, every other year. And she said she always looks for... There's like a lonely sea turtle.
Oh.
Oh, and...
in one of the bays.
North Shore?
Because there's like four bays there, right? Something like that.
Yes.
And so there's one that they always look for, and I guess this turtle's always there. But
yep.
I'm sure, yes, Congoing Matthew McConaughey might be more of a distraction from playing golf and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Or obnoxious beauty.
Yes.
Queen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a whole other? That's another thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, God. Was she waving too much? Or what?
Girl. I just, let me tell you.
Too demanding?
Well, here's the deal. It's
be
like
nice people.
Yeah. Here's the second thing. At the beginning of the day, when we were listening off the day, something about like celebrate customer service day.
Yeah.
This is what Colin and I found at that resort. And I have no problem mildly calling them out because it's just the fact. And then we talked to, who did we talk to later that kind of confirmed? Oh, yeah. Oh, some one of our friends, like your parents, like your mom and dad, Alex, they go to this area a lot.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that place kind of has that rep a little bit. Anyway, Colin and I found that because we are not a young lady in our mid-20s and we don't have boobs, we didn't really matter a lot to the bartenders.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's surprising.
And I made a joke. I'm like, I said to Colin, I said, well, they are putting their chips on the wrong roulette number.
Yeah.
I said, because we are gays with disposable
income. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And you are putting your chips on some 20-something girls who are obnoxious. And then I confirmed this because I looked, their bill was sitting right next to me. And they ordered two rounds of drinks. And their bill was over $100. And she left like $3 on that bill. And I looked at Colin and I just smiled. I go, see, go ahead and ignore us.
Right.
The gays will tip, girl. The gays will tip. And you are distracted by the boobies. Distracted by the boobies.
I am too, but still.
Guys, Lex, Holly, it was I'm not even, Colin's working or I would have him call in. I'm not even ramping this up for the show. It was I was embarrassed for the male. I was embarrassed for men.
Oh boy.
It was like something you would see like in The Honeymooners when like Ralph, like, you know, or the Warner Brothers cartoon where the wolf sees a beautiful woman and the tongue falls out and turns into a staircase.
Yep.
There were four. Thank you, Holly, for laughing at that.
Yeah, thank you.
We were sitting there and the bartender was very nice to us. I'm not saying they were rude. And we were talking to them and this gaggle of beauty queens and their friends came up. And there were four male bartenders behind the bar. They went over to them, all of them. Not
aloha,
one.
Ladies.
Aloha, boobies.
No, I'm getting so embarrassed. Stop
no,
it.
Holly, I'm not kidding. No, Kyle, call in if you want, if you can. I know you're going to work. No, Holly, it was grotesque. I mean, it was, I was like, oh, straight men, do better, please. Because it only takes one bartender to ask. ask that young lady for a drink order, all four of them, it was either three or four, all of them moved over to the beauty queen side of the bar. Uh-huh. And they were all like, hey, ladies, how long are you here? Where are you from? Oh, they were all doing that.
Were they all wearing like mesh polo shirts and khaki pants?
Hot. Oh, well, they were wearing the bartender uniforms.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but it was so... And there's a full bar. Let me be clear. Let me be crystal Carrington clear. This is in the middle of the day. They have a full bar.
They're
in
looking
every...
past you, and you guys are like 6 feet tall guys. Girl, like, hello.
I am Homo Casper. Like, they were looking right through me, girl. I was a homosexual apparition. They could see right through me. Colin and I, we could have been on fire. Oh. I mean, we literally could have been attacked by that sea turtle, and it didn't matter.
Right. That lonely sea turtle.
Girl, it didn't matter.
Did it get you more attention?
Well, I was just going to say the turtle probably got served, went up to the bar.
Seriously. it was
give me
so,
some fresh water.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was actually to the point where it was so bad, it was so obnoxious that it was actually funny. Because to be clear, I mean, we didn't need anything. It's not like we were waiting for something. My point is, though, what made it just eye-roll inducing is all three to four bartenders gravitated like a star. You know what I mean? Like a gravitational pull. Like they were in a tractor beam.
It's like
beam.
9-year-olds playing soccer.
Yes! And I just thought, oh, God, you guys are embarrassing yourselves in front of these young ladies because... Y'all think you, what do you think? Y'all have a chance? I mean, I don't know. It was bad. It was, and we had that happen repeatedly at that resort. Oh. And I was just like, okay, just kind of left a bad taste. I'm like, okay, I
get it. Okay.
I'm going to come next time in a sash. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe if I'm some sort of beauty pageant
queen. Get a string
queen,
bikini top.
I'm going to try that because it was, oh God, it was hysterical. It's like, oh man. They're not.
What were you drinking over there? Anything fun and exotic?
Yeah, I mean, I stick with my usual vodka soda lime, but
oh, so you
know, no. But usually the first girl, I barely got water from these guys. Like, are you kidding me?
When you finally got a drink, was it like, give me some like blended fruit something?
I had to ask for three drinks just because I knew they weren't coming back for like an hour.
The ice was all melted. You're like, well, at least I got this.
Exactly. Me, Colin, and the sea turtle. Just can we just get four drinks? Because we know you're not coming back. Because Miss Hawaii's here, so just right over there. Yeah. Oh God, we're gonna take a break. Alexis has an ab fab when we return.
Why did I wait so long? That was a question that Julie was talking about on Friday. We broke bread together. It was really fun. Just to catch up, Julie from Rebath, just to see, you know, how are things going and just have a good time. And I love her and her mom and Liz. And so we were just kind of talking about our bathrooms and how much I still love my bathroom and got it remodeled like 3 years ago. Still feels brand new. She was talking about the brush linen that we chose, and you can, of course, see it on display in their showroom in Apples Alley. They did a whole replica of my bathroom. It's a small bathroom, but because of the way that the tile or the surround is, it makes it look nice and tall and bigger than it actually is. But she said she got her bathroom done when she was renting it and then eventually sold it. She's like, why did I wait so long? I wanted to enjoy this. So don't be that person. Get your bathroom done. Rebath.com. Mm-hmm.
And once you get a taste, you'll never be the same. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. Streaming worldwide under My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It's good to be back.
Welcome back, Jace.
Yes. Thanks, girl. I was realizing it's
and Happy New Year.
I know, seriously. Lexi,
it's too
all the
late
things.
For that. I know it is, but Lex, this is the first time, Holly.
Lex, Holly, Merry Christmas. Happy
right.
New Year.
Yeah, too.
That's right. Yeah. All the things. Ooh. Oh, yeah. It's been a while. I mean, like 3 weeks we haven't done a show together. So, because I was here. The week of Christmas
when all of us were off, right?
Yeah, and then I was gone for 2 weeks, so it's been It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's good to be back. I popped out of bed this morning. I was like, I can't wait to get in.
Oh, yeah.
I was so excited. I was like, okay, I'm ready.
It's good to get back into the groove, the grind again.
Yep. And 2.5 weeks with anybody is a long time, especially your spouse.
Oh, were you fighting with Colin?
And I'll be, because I really do mean this. We only got into one tiff.
Oh, that's good.
And that's pretty good for two weeks and 3 days or whatever it was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it happened at the very end of the trip at a dinner.
Mm.
And it was we call them champagne fights.
Okay.
That's what we call them. We call them champagne fights, which when you have a couple cocktails and you argue about ridiculous things.
Yep.
This was it. And we sat at this dinner and Colin looked at me. Oh, Colin looked at me and he goes, "You've been around me too long, haven't you?" And I'm like, maybe.
That means yes.
Yeah. Let's just eat our butterfish. How about that? Let's just eat our Hawaiian butterfish. How's that? But it lasted an hour and it was fine.
Yeah.
It was delightful.
Do you guys plan some solo time when you're on trips?
Alexis, massages, or I'm hoping. No,
or bicycle time, or I don't know, taking your own walk on the beach, you know?
Yes, we are planning some.
No. I mean, while you're on vacation, do you say, okay, we need a little bit, I'm going to go for a walk by myself, or read a book, or...
No, I don't read. I'm just joking.
I like reading the menu.
Yeah,
exactly,
right.
Yeah.
That poster looks really good over there.
Exactly.
I'm gonna walk over there and read it.
How about that pamphlet in the lobby? I'll look at that for a while.
Right.
No, we don't. And we don't really need it. I mean, I kid. We really do travel together exceptionally well. And I have more on that later, and how Alexis and I were actually going through the exact same thing, thousands of miles apart. We'll talk about that later. Yeah.
Not good stuff.
No. And it was very odd how we weren't even around each other and we went through the same thing. But I want to hear about this app, Fab. Let's go.
Absolutely fabulous.
You guys, I ate popcorn for breakfast yesterday. And I don't
living
even,
on the edge.
I am living on the edge. And
what
I don't even care.
I love it.
I like it. New 2023 Alexis.
Yeah, for some popcorn. You know, we love popcorn here. The local popcorn place. It's just amazing with all the different flavors that you can get. Right? Oh, the dill pickle. Amazing, right? Well, Tabitha Brown and Target, they have partnered now, and they're doing a whole line of different foods. And I keep seeing on TikTok and Reels, people just devouring her popcorn. Okay. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to Target. I got to find this popcorn. And luckily, I did find all three of the flavors. So there's a sweet and salty. Yeah. There's a dill pickle. And there's a garlic parmesan.
Oh,
guys.
I like all three of those I could devour.
You are going to love this popcorn then. I just kept going and I kept eating it. Definitely more than half of the garlic parmesan gone yesterday morning. And then I just started eating the dill pickle.
Is that your lunch? Are you telling
us that was lunch?
That was lunch. Oh.
And then my snack was the sweet and salty. But if you're just looking for a good treat, it really is fantastic. $3 a bag. Tabitha Brown, love her too. I mean, she's really fun to follow if you aren't now. She's an actor, media personality. She says, you know, she's America's mom. And she just has this great booming voice. But she's made some really, she also has some pickled okra and some dips and stuff that they were sampling. Really delicious as well. She is a vegan. So this is actually vegan popcorn, but you know, anyone will enjoy it. It's not greasy or anything like that. It's not heavy. She also has some burgers and some sausages, too, that I couldn't find. So I know that it's going quickly. I just wanted to tell everyone, if you haven't tried it yet.
Oh, I see that.
So good.
I'm looking at the sausage right now, which sounds funny coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, what do you see over there?
A vegan plant-based sausage with mango and basil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but they're all sold out. You're
right. Yeah, well, that's what that's yeah,
oh,
right.
Oh, my God. You can't find them.
Yeah. Could barely find the popcorn. I felt very lucky. And then I'm checking out, and the young lady that was checking me out said that she really, she was saying, have you tried this? I'm like, no, but I heard it's really good. She's like, yeah. Her and her daughter, like, killed a whole dill pickle bag, and the daughter likes the sweet and salty, which my husband likes that one. So, if, you know, there's something for everyone. If you're more savory like us, or if you like the sweet and salty, it's, oh, guys, very good.
I'm zoning in on something that you said at the very beginning, and because this is, you and I had the same irritation, and Holly, I think you would too, will too, when you open up a bag of chips and 75% of it is air.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like you get three chips in the damn bag.
Yes.
So this isn't that way, Lex.
No,
it's
not
actually
at all.
A full bag.
Yep.
Okay.
Good. Nice full bag of popcorn.
Oh, God.
We were laughing about that with Perk because we got him some treats.
Yeah.
On Friday, and one of them was a bag of combos, and he said the very same thing. You get a lot of combos in a bag. There's not a ton of air.
Yeah.
So, same with this popcorn.
Does Perk enjoy the combos? Because I love a combo.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We were munching on those, too.
Little gas station treat?
Yeah.
Okay, are you pretzel or the cracker combo?
Ooh, you know what we had was the pepperoni pizza, and that was a nice little throwback. So I guess if I had to pick another one, it'd be that one. So what is that?
Okay.
That's not pretzel.
That's the regular cracker.
The cracker one, I guess.
Yeah. I'm Holly, do you prefer a pretzel one or a cracker one?
Combo. I like a cracker one.
Me too.
A cracker combo.
Mm-hmm.
A cracker combo.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I won't turn down a pretzel one, but the cracker ones to my are exceptional.
Yeah.
The preferred one. So I like that. Oh, but I got to get now if I can find them.
You guys, seriously, you'll love it. It's
And there's so many little Tabitha Brown treats.
Oh,
vegan cream cheese.
Yes.
Salads.
Is her whole line at Target? It looks
all
like
Target.
It.
Yes.
Nuts.
Yeah.
She has nuts.
She got some nuts. Well, even looks like some serving bowls and some grocery bags. It's just really fun, bright colors too.
I do love the packaging.
Her oven mitts look very happy.
I'm going to go to Target. So Tabitha Brown, everybody, look it up. It's AbFab.
Absolutely fabulous.
Delish.
Delish. I have a little AbFab. Obviously, I've worn a lot of shoes over the years to explore the Disney parks. Some give me blisters. I've had every type of tennis shoe, but this won't take long. I bought the kind of rubberish Birkenstocks. Not the leather, not like the leather ones,
but the
plastic looking ones, life changing.
I didn't know that they made a rubbery.
Yeah, kind of like a Croc,
rubber
right?
Yes, sandals.
Holly, exactly.
Oh, okay, but in Birkenstock style. So
yes,
you
they're
can't
Birkenstocks
buy charms and stuff like that.
It's no, just they are Birkenstocks.
Gotcha. I see.
I think they're called like Essentials. They're like $50. They come in a range of colors and. Again,
ooh, I likey.
We bought as many colors as we could, and they are so comfy. No blisters for me. I could walk around the parks, and it was joyous.
Ooh.
And it was recommended by a Disney blogger that I actually like named Brooke McDonald. And she is around, you know, she walks the parks about hundreds of miles. And she said these are the only sandals that get her through the parks with no blisters. So another AbFab, the Birkenstock Essentials. They're like $50. They're really comfortable. So
nice. I'll put links up on our show page, mytalk1071.com.
When we come back, a little pop culture, the Critics' Choice Awards, plus all the stories that I kind of missed, some big ones.
Big stuff happened, Jace, while you were gone.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of go through a little bit, just my thoughts on all that, plus more funny stories and more. So stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
It's a beautiful day.